Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Through this Thursday, resumption of Major League Baseball into the season second half, but we didn't have that last night. So the question is, what do you turn to on the slowest day every single year in the world of sports?
Yeah, and
I'll put it to you, Shane. What'd you watch?
Well, I'll tell you what I had at my disposal at 7:30 local time last night. Okay, and this is taking out ESPNU and ESPN News. You know, so if you really want to dig, you could have, right? But I'm just flipping through the channels. This is a sample of what I had to pick from last night at 7:30, okay?
All right.
Vegas Vacation, which is the fourth best vacation that there is. So that got zero run from
zero
me.
Run.
No.
Right.
No, keep going.
Yeah.
The Tour de France, UFOs, Uncovering the Truth, The Notebook, starring Ryan Gosling.
I think you can go better than that.
Varsity Blues was on.
Oh, okay, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Varsity Blues? Love me some Varsity Blues.
That game against Gilroy where they refused refused to go out of the second half if Bud Kilmer was still their coach. Riveting, riveting piece of cinematography.
And what school did the kid end up going to?
Brown.
Brown out of the Ivy League.
Full academic ride to Brown. Didn't even
damn right
didn't
because
want
they don't give athletic scholarships in the Ivy League.
Didn't
don't
want his
that.
Father's life. Playing at West Canaan was the highlight of his dad's life, but not John Moxon's. So that was on.
I want to know if Moxon played for all 4 years at Brown and whatever ended up happening to
him. I don't think he played. I think he just went there.
I'm
convinced he just went to play. Went to go to school. And that's a long ways away from West Canaan. I wonder what happened to Jules, his friend/girlfriend.
Well, yeah,
kinda
I don't know. That's a good question.
Kind of leaving her in his wake there, huh?
Well, I hope Moxon found someone else to do whipped cream with.
Yeah, whipped cream bikini?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
And
not for that reason.
Well, right.
You know what was good about that movie was the football scenes were just damn good.
They weren't bad at all. I wonder who the
they were
technical
well
advisor
done.
There was. Yeah.
Yeah, they were really well done, and that's what – I mean, the characters were fun, and it was good, and – what I don't know his name, but James Caan's kid, who's on Hawaii 5-0, Skeeter.
Tweeter?
He was
Charlie Tweeter?
Yeah, Skeeter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tweeter. Was it Skeeter or Tweeter? Who's the receiver that cries?
The receiver that drinks beer is Charlie Tweeter. The offensive lineman that cries, that's Billy Bob.
That's right.
You're thinking of Tweeter, the guy that stole the cop car halfway through the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was James Caan's kid.
It is.
Who's now on Hawaii 5-0.
He was in, wasn't he in Ocean's 11 too?
Yeah.
He's part of the clan. Anyway, that was on. So
yeah.
I actually did park it there for a while.
I don't blame you. I would have too.
Yeah. But then the Cavaliers and the Pelicans summer league game, that was on. And the World Series of Poker.
I actually watched that for a minute. Because Dean Wade was playing, but he missed two shots, and it didn't hold my interest. And I woke up this morning and checked the box score to find out that he was 0-for-8 game.
He missed all of his shots, as it turned.
Missed every shot that he took. But I was glad to see that he's got a two-way deal with the Cavs. That means he can be up for as many as, 42 games, I think, is the two-way deal?
I'm not sure.
I think he can be up for as many as 42 or 41 games, something like that. next year. Good for him. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised that Dean Wade wasn't drafted. Kind of a stretch for guy, I mean, you know.
In his case, and guys like him, maybe it's almost better that you don't, because
you're right.
You get to go to the best fit. I mean, not that he had his pick of the litter, you know, that didn't work quite like that. But yeah, I mean, if you're not going to get drafted and you're one of the very last picks in the second round, it's not a great fit. Heck, you may not end up making the team anyway. But yeah, he got 26 minutes last night, and there were some. I mean, if you wanted to hang with it, a bunch of people play in these summer league games.
They
I mean, there's a real deep bench for these guys. Aubrey Dawkins played in that game, the UCF kid. Jackson Hayes.
There's a lot of familiar faces that play every night in that league.
Uh-huh.
Malik Connor Newman. Frankamp got 5 minutes last night, one shot. And who's Marcus McDuffie playing for? Marcus McDuffie's
Indiana.
In that league. Yeah, Indiana, Pacers, that's right.
Speaking of, Taylor Eldridge was out there. I think he's coming back today. We'll have him on tomorrow. He'll tell us all about
the
Vegas Summer League.
Good.
He's was covering that for a few days.
All right, well, now you've found two things that between the two of us, both of us parked it there for a little bit. What else was available?
Nothing. I'm at the end of the list. World Series of Poker. And again, this isn't every single channel that I have, but I just wrote down 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 things just as I was flipping through. That's a smattering of what I had to look forward to. Now, I'm a little bit different than you because you're a sports anchor guy and you've got to be locked in 5 days a week. But Friday after the show, if I don't want to watch sports Friday night or lock in, I don't have to until Sunday again. Then we start the show again. But if you, for example, let's take off your sports anchor hat for a second.
Okay.
And Sports Daily's not coming up. You're not necessarily on vacation because you'd be vacationing. But where do you turn to if you get to unplug from sports for at least one day? What do you lock in on?
I do.
And doesn't
what
have to
I
be
almost
TV.
Do. Yeah, I read. Mm-hmm. I'm really a voracious reader, and I'm usually reading at least 1.5, 2 books at a time. That means that I'm like 3/4 of the way through one, and then I start another one as I'm kind of finishing up the one before. I don't know why. It's just kind of how I've done it. So I read a lot, and frankly enjoy reading a lot. So I had no problem with it. I did watch a little of the NBA last night. I did not watch one scintilla of the ESPY Awards.
Nor did I.
Not one bit of the ESPYs. They have never done it for me for whatever reason. And I get it. It makes perfect sense. And good for ESPN. They've made a news item out of virtually nothing just to take care of the itch that needs to be scratched by sports fans. But it doesn't interest me for some reason.
Yeah. I did notice that the Greek freak Giannis was the male athlete of the year instead of Patrick Mahomes. That made a little ripple.
But didn't Patrick Mahomes win? But see, they've got like all these redundancies. So he did. So he won Athlete of the Year, but Mahomes wins Football Player of the Year.
Was that how that went?
Well, okay. I mean, yeah. So it's like, okay, well, you don't win this one, but you do win that one. Okay, fine. I mean, you know, ESPN is limited only by their own imagination as it relates to, you know, giving out awards. And it's fine. It's great. I mean, they get to do the red carpet thing, and athletes obviously enjoy it, and people showed up in big numbers and stuff. But I don't know. I don't think it's the ESPYs in particular. I just think it's award shows for me.
Yeah,
award shows just are not interesting.
And so, in said award shows, you try to have hosts or hostesses that are funny, entertaining, witty, move the thing along. And I feel like that's a tough balance between it turning into a stand-up and just introducing the next nominees. You know,
Tracy
Morgan
difference.
Was the guy last night.
Yeah, and I don't, and I like I said, I didn't see one bit of it, so I have no idea how Tracy Morgan did. Here's what I would say about even TV people who have some ability to create spontaneously in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Although most, if you're not doing play-by-play, most are generally reading off teleprompters. So when you put them in situations and say, okay, be interesting, be funny, be relevant, but don't be too much of the story.
You're right.
Which is kind of what you get when you're doing something like this, because you're not really doing sports per se. So I don't know how these guys and gals do when they're outside of their purvey, which is normally reading sports. So I don't know how that plays out.
Well, that's why hosting the Oscars.
But I would imagine it's a challenge.
A big deal.
I would imagine it's a little bit of a challenge being interesting. I think you can do it, but being good at it and being interesting at it, maybe being a little funny at it. Humor isn't a given. It's hard sometimes to be funny if you're not funny normally.
Yeah, but isn't that what the writers are for?
Well, writers are for that, but a lot of those, I mean, I don't know how they do it, but I don't imagine there was a lot of prompter reading on the red carpet.
Well, that's true.
Maybe inside the theater they were rolling off prompters because it was timed segments and stuff. But a lot of their pregame and stuff, I would imagine, is somewhat spontaneous.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Red carpet stuff, probably. You got to kind of think on your feet. And yes.
Because people are coming by, and you got to have little drops ready to go on people. I mean, there's some complexity to it.
869-1240 is Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. David is up next. Hey, David.
Yes, thanks for taking a call. I've been hearing rumors, and I don't know if you can confirm it, that Ariel is leaving Channel 12 Wichita and has accepted a job at Channel 9 in Denver. Have you guys heard anything like that?
Yeah, I believe that's fact.
Saw it on Twitter, yeah, so it must be true. By Ariel herself.
If it's on Twitter, it must be true.
Yeah, she's the one that tweeted it, so yeah, I think that's happening. This is her last week, David. That's true.
Well, I'm going to miss her. She's been an outstanding reporter, and maybe you can run into her when you're out there in Denver.
Thank you, David. Yeah, she did a wonderful job for Channel 12.
I've only met her once, and was delightful, was very impressed with her, and don't know anything about her work whatsoever, other than I have great respect for Jacob Albrecht, and Jacob Albrecht is pretty high on her. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Yeah. She hustles, put it that way.
Yeah.
She hustles.
Yeah. Well, she's Philly, New Jersey, Philly, one of the two. I guess they're
Philly.
One of the same.
Philly, yeah.
So she's probably, you know, she's a go-getter, I would mm-hmm. guess. So good for her. I have no idea what she'll be doing over at Channel 9. But I look forward to... You don't. It's funny in a market this size. There are different things that people do. It's not like everyone does the Broncos. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like everyone does the Nuggets or the Avs. You have various reporters that do college or that do high school mm-hmm. stuff mm-hmm. or things like that. Whereas when I was in Wichita, I knew everybody in all of the sports departments around town. Here, I know maybe half.
Because you don't run into them running in
no,
the circles
you
that you
don't.
Run in, right?
They're... No, I mean, yeah, you just don't. I mean, I run in. I know the Broncos, Avalanche, Broncos and Rockies in particular. I know all of those people exceedingly well. And then Avs and Nuggets to a little bit of a lesser degree, but most of the CU and CSU people or the prep people, I don't know too well.
Right.
But But she'll do a great job, an absolutely great job. I'm really excited to have her out here and looking forward to getting to know her a little bit better. Yep. So I'm sorry for Wichita's loss and pleased for Denver's game.
Yeah, that was
congratulations.
That was a kick in the gut for Jacob. I know that. He really appreciated what she did. So her last day is tomorrow. Listen to Under the Hood on KFH each Saturday morning starting at 9. Hosted by Phil Nightingale, General Manager Amel Hamilton Ford, and Service Manager Josh Profit. You can call the show and ask questions about your vehicle. It's Under the Hood, Saturday mornings from 9 until 10 on KFH. I want to give you folks a little bit of a head start here. Tuesday the 16th, the Sunflower Collegiate League at the Eck Showcase continues. Andale and the Wichita Sluggers at 5:30. Derby and El Dorado, the quote-unquote feature game. Following that at approximately 8 o'clock. I got a family four-pack of tickets if you want them. Caller number 4 for next Tuesday night at X Stadium. Caller 4, 869-1240. Twitter questions coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.